Proclamation number 3719 dated the March 20th, 1946. Activity of intellect and heart. Truth. All spiritual knowledge can certainly be processed by the intellect, but it first has to be grasped by the heart, whereas worldly knowledge is closer to the intellect than the heart. And therefore it is understandable that an intellectually very active person would try to ascertain subjects which are closely related to world events, even if he tries to give them a spiritual character, that he thus would like to investigate my plan of eternity purely because of its worldly outcome, which he believes he can calculate with mathematical certainty. As long as the human being is still focusing his attention on external events, his intellect is more active than his heart. Only when he starts to attend to purely spiritual problems will his heart be active, but then he will take little notice of external life, the unfolding of worldly events, and will only look at these as accompaniment of the actual happening. Only then will he approach the truth, which enters through his heart and wants to be understood by the intellect. It is not possible for a human being to understand my eternal plan of salvation such that he can establish any intervention by my will. Only when it is revealed through my spirit will it be proclaimed by a prophet in accordance with my will, but I will not disclose the time even to this prophet, as this corresponds to my wisdom. A spiritually aspiring person will also know that it is necessary to keep the date and time of the end secret. Consequently, he will not ever believe the account of a person who trusts that he can calculate it. This kind of intellectual activity is a clear indication of an unenlightened spirit, because a spiritually awakened person lets me rule and work and only aims to achieve utmost maturity for the soul, and by the signs of the time he will recognize humanity's spiritual low. He will also know the reason and cause of the spiritual decline. He will know about the correlation of all things and thus also the course, sequence, of events of the earth period in accordance with certain basic laws. He merely finds his knowledge confirmed in the sequence of world events but does not attempt to derive world events themselves from it. World events are indeed also a consequence of spiritual decline, but the latter has to be recognized and heeded first, and thus every single person has to endeavor to first remedy the spiritual hardship. And for this it is essential that the heart is activated first and then the intellect. The serious work on oneself also results in spiritual enlightenment and gives reliable vision for future events, and then the heart is active. However, by using the intellect alone it is not possible to reach the goal of becoming knowledgeable and to understand my plan of eternity. Because I set a limit to the human being's intellect which he cannot transcend, but I gave the heart unlimited leeway. Its spirit, which is part of me and to which nothing remains hidden, can gain unrestricted access. Therefore, if you want to become wise, i.e., acquire knowledge which corresponds to the purest truth, your heart needs to be constantly active. Love is to guide you into truth, but you will never reach the goal by just using your intellect. Your knowledge will be and remain inaccurate as long as my spirit cannot become effective in you through the activity of your heart, through love. Amen.